All right, so this album was in the works for quite some time. You want to just talk about, you know, what it was like to finally, like, release this and how it feels now that it's out?
Oh, yeah, in the works for many years, actually. Most of the album I wrote many years ago with my dear friend and songwriter, collaborator, Kevin Hunter. And we would just put these songs in a bucket and put them aside, and because they didn't go with what we were working on at the moment. So through the years, they just sort of collected up, and this whole little genre of really great songs that needed to be recorded. So I got with Jamie Borden, who is with the band Phoenix out here, well-known, well-respected guy and dear friend of mine, lent me a studio called Studio 824, sits on his property. Didn't put a dollar on the clock and said it's yours for as long as you need it. And I really took him up on that offer because I spent 8 months on this album.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
And we went through a good 2 albums worth of material just to find, recorded 2 albums worth of material just to find the songs to make this album. And I did all of it with Drew Masterpole, who engineered with me and produced with me all the way through. And this album really put a lot of time into it, probably even more than I did. He lived in the studio constantly working with this album. Carlos Guerrero on guitar, putting on that beautiful guitar on the album, and Colin Hotchkiss on bass guitar. He's a very talented musician that Drew Masterpole introduced me to, and I now have the pleasure of getting to play with when we do venues. So I'm very proud of the sound of this album, and it seemed to create a new family for me.
I remember, it feels like forever ago, it really wasn't that long ago, when you were on, America's Got Talent, and, you know, your story was so emotional. And I remember one of the first things you said was you play in little places in Vegas, any place that'll take you. And now, you know, you're in residency in the Hard Rock Cafe. It's a different situation now. So, I mean, how does that feel?
I'll still play anywhere they'll take me. You know, I mean, it's just always been that way. But, this show really, it was a game changer in my career, and something I needed. But I never thought that I would be on TV in my life, you know. I always assumed that I was going to be on the radio. That was my goal. The music industry has just been so difficult in my lifetime because of the internet coming in right at the beginning of my introduction to the music business in the 90s. So, you know, I just wound up in Vegas and never really knowing what tomorrow was going to bring, but just living in the moment. And enjoying that I get to play music, and I got to do that for a long time in Las Vegas until someone suggested that I went and try out for America's Got Talent. I did it, and went to the big cattle call, as they call it, you know, where thousands of people are auditioning, and I didn't get it. And I figured that was the case. I was hoping I could get on there for one episode, but they didn't call me back that year. So I went out on the road with my dear friend, my mentor and idol, Bill Medley, who asked me to come out and play guitar for him. And so I went out with him, played guitar with he and his daughter, McKenna, and his wonderful band. And when I was in Florida that next year, they called me to asked me if I could be in Hollywood the next day, and I just remember I was in Florida playing a gig with Bill, and I went to Bill, and he goes, "Well, go, kid." I'll never forget that was what he said. But he said, "Go, kid," and that next day I was I was in Hollywood and in front of the judges on that very first episode that people saw. And it was amazing. I didn't know I was going to be on an episode, and let alone that it was going to continue on all the way up to the finals in the show. And it was quite an experience.
There are so many musicians out there that would love to have somebody like Bill, you know, kind of take them under their wing. Well, what was the most important thing you think he taught you?
One thing I learned from Bill is definitely, I learned a lot, but I can tell you, never give up and keeping a good positive attitude in life. Bill is a good example of that because, man, he's in his 70s now, and you know, he said, if I give up, I might as well just lay down and die, you know? And he still just gets out there and he's going constantly. I think he might be in Las Vegas here soon. I don't know. We'll see. I think he's going to be in town this weekend. Never give up. You know, he's always calling me, checking up on me, making sure that, you know, my head's on straight, you know. So I love the guy, I tell you.
The lead single on this album, Generation Next, how was that written? It's just this really, like, kind of fun, upbeat, almost snarly track at times. You know, it's a little different from some of the stuff that people from America's Got Talent have heard you sing, but it still got your signature, you know, sound in there. So how did that all come together, that song?
It's very strange. Generation Next was just something I remember 2 years ago, just sitting in my living room playing with a bass guitar and with my garage band, you know, and I'm laying this little funky groove, you know, that I'm digging. I start piecing the music together, and it started creating itself, you know, and the lyrics kind of, you know, presented themselves to me. I didn't question what it was talking about so much as I was writing it, as much as I was just letting it. You know, letting myself discover the song instead of creating it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Finding the song, it's there, you know, just need to find it. And that was one of those songs. And I think really where my mindset was based on the groove, which is what inspired that song. My mind was, in that we're in a new era, you know, new technology. I mean, this is some exciting times that we're living in, you know, where everybody has a voice a little more so than they used to, in the world. And they say that you all hear the old saying, the automobile shrunk the nation and the airplane shrunk the world. But I really believe that the airplane just shrunk the oceans, the seven seas, and the internet definitely shrunk the world.
Yeah.
You know. It's a song about the new age that we're living in, and I'm very excited about that, and I think that's why it's on my mind, because I follow a lot of science, too. You know, I love science, and where they're going with astronomy and the new particle physics that are coming out of the LHC in Switzerland. A lot of stuff we're finding out. Very exciting.
In terms of your goals for this album, like in a perfect world, what do you want this album to accomplish in terms of, like, you know, advancing your career?
Well, as long as the fans like it, that's what makes me happy and satisfied, because they invested just as much into this album as I did or anyone else, and so far so good. You know, I am my worst critic, so you know, it was really hard for me to let some of these songs get on the album. It took others around me to convince me, like with Generation Next, and my wife loves the song, and she was one that was really wanting that song on the album. and along with a few others. So it wound up making it on there. I didn't know it was going to be the single. I don't know what this album would bring me, but I'm very, very proud of the album. I'm proud of the work, and it was a lot of hard work that was put into it by many people. And to me, that's very humbling when people come together and put so much time with not a lot in return, if anything in return other than satisfaction, you know. And yeah, we're all satisfied about this album, that's for certain.
Does it feel good when you create a Kickstarter project and you get exactly what you need? Like, did you kind of feel like, all right, you know?
What's that?
Did you kind of feel like, yeah, all right, like, you know, like your fans are there for you? You have,
well,
like,
you know, I was amazed when I was on America's Got Talent that fans voted me on through to win. I'm amazed to this day, 5 years going on after the winning, that they're still around and they still remember me. And TV is a powerful thing. But if it weren't for the fans, I definitely wouldn't have made it, or the people, you know, that believed in me. And when Jamie Borden came to me about the Kickstarter program, I didn't know what the Kickstarter program was at the time. He explained it to me, and I thought, well, if you handle this, you know, because I don't want to handle it, you know, handle it for me, and yeah, we'll see, you know. Yeah, the fans came through, and I was once again very surprised, but, you know, I shouldn't be knowing how devoted my fans are. Yeah, it was very nice to have that funding for the album. It helped us in many ways get through a lot and make the album the way it is, you know.
Mm-hmm. So let's have a little bit of fun. When people hear your name, they think of a certain type of music, a lot of soul, a lot of emotion. But if you could, can you tell me an artist that you love that has influenced you that people would never expect?
Terry Reed. Terry Reed with a T. English cat.
Mm-hmm.
Just an outstanding singer, a really outstanding singer. Now, he comes from the Led Zeppelin era. In fact, Jimmy Page invited him to be the lead singer before asking Robert Plant to be the lead singer for Led Zeppelin. But from what Terry said, he didn't want that sort of stardom. He knew what was going to happen with Led Zeppelin. He had a feeling. So he said, "No, I know a guy though," and he's talking about Robert Plant. And Robert, I know, really looked up to Terry Reed and took a lot of those chops I know from Terry.
Well, thank
Robert,
you.
Robert is a great singer, but Terry Reed, hands down, a true artist.
Awesome. I'm going to give you a hypothetical here, and I know you're not really this type of self-promoting kind of guy, but if you could play along with me, I'd appreciate it.
I'll do my best.
So, you know how it is. Like, you're on iTunes, you want to download a song, all you got to do is click the button, but sometimes, you know, you're kind of on the fence. Do I download this album? Do I not? Let's just say, hypothetically speaking, someone's on your iTunes page, and they're thinking about downloading the album, and they're kind of on the fence. They don't know why. And you have the power to kind of, like, coax them or give them that reason why you think this album is special. What do you think you'd say to them?
Well, I would say that most albums today are done overnight, you know, pretty much. It's very easy to do these albums today for a lot of people, even in the music industry. It seems like manufactured stuff on an assembly line. This is not. And I know that those albums that... back in the days when they used to really work hard on albums, and the few that do that today, you can tell when you hear an album, when you hear it from the beginning to the end, it takes you on a ride like a movie would. You can't find that in a lot of albums today, and I do know that that's what separates this album from many other projects that are out there that are just hastily done, maybe only a couple good songs on these albums, and then they move it down the line. But this we took a lot of time with, and it's mine and quite a few other people's baby. So you'll get more out of this than you would most albums that are out today.